are listening on BCFM 93.2 FM. It is your voice and it is your choice.
And that was Eka Mouse and that was called Christmas Come. And now I'm speaking to Roger, who's going to talk to me about the Bristol Radical History Week. Hello, Roger.
All right, then.
And the brochure I've got in front of me, it says, Off With Their Heads, Assassins, Plots and Regicide. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
Okay, yeah, we run a Radical History Week every year, not the end of October, November, and this year it's running from the 25th of October to the 4th of November, so it starts next Saturday. This year we like to theme the event, so this year we decided to theme it around regicide, and the reason for that is that in January the 30th, 2009, so in a few months' time, it will be the anniversary, the 360th anniversary of the trial and execution of Charles I, the King of England. So we thought, well, this is a good time to look at why that was such an important event historically.
Yeah, massive, yeah.
As far as we know, we're planning at the moment to recreate that event, the trial and execution. We like to do history recreations, so we'll be planning to do that in January. But we thought we'd start with a kind of warm-up series of events looking at regicide. And along with regicide, you also get republicanism, which is kind of not a lot of people know about English republicanism.
It's not something I know about, so if you can tell me more about that, I'd be interested.
Right, well, if you start with the regicide of Charles I in the English Civil War, really important event, because up until that point, kings had divine right, which meant they basically had power and life and death over the whole of the English population. Of course, there was no democracy. So when Charles I is executed in the Civil War, and the reason he was executed, he was tried and executed by a court, was because he was a war criminal. He carried out war against his own people to protect his divine right as a king. And when the king was executed, it was a major moment, because I think a lot of people thought there'd be like plagues of frogs and, you know, lightning bolts, and God would step in and say this was terrible. Of course,
I know, yeah.
Charles was just a man. So
yeah.
Had a major impact on the British population. It really was the beginning of what we've got now in terms of democracy. It was probably the first step on that road, saying, well, you know, one man can't rule the country on his own.
That's right. I mean, we've got the royal family now, but they've just got a back seat, haven't they? They've left it to the government to run it. They just give their occasional permission, don't they, for certain things.
That's right. And the reason for that, of course, is down to the British people in the 17th century, really. And if we hadn't had the English Civil War, if you hadn't had the execution of Charles I, then we could still have a monarchy that did rule by divine right. But obviously, across Europe through those 200 years, republicanism removed divine right of kings, and it brought in the first stages towards democracy. So basically, the reason we've got democracy today, and why we have a royal family, which is a constitutional monarchy, it doesn't really have any power,
yeah,
is because of the actions of ordinary people. And that's what we're interested in, the actions of ordinary people 360 years ago. But republicanism comes along a little bit later, and we'll be looking at that. That's at the end of the 18th century and the start of the 19th century. And one particular figure we'll be looking at is Thomas Paine, who I think a lot of people in Britain don't really know who Thomas Paine is, but he was a very, very important writer at the around the time of the American Revolution in 1776 and the French Revolution in 1789. And he was one of the first people to write about, he wrote a book called The Rights of Man. So it was about human rights, and it was about the right for people to have democracy and to have control over their governments. So we'll be looking at Thomas Paine. He's not very well known in Britain because, unfortunately, we didn't get a republic.
Right, no.
So he wasn't a very popular figure with the monarchy, and he certainly wasn't a very popular figure with the rich people who didn't want democracy. So we'll be talking about Thomas Paine. And finally, we're looking at a more controversial subject, which is political assassination. And we'll be looking at some of the figures in the 19th century in particular, and in the 20th century, who basically got to the point where they've had enough. And often this is where situations where people become desperate politically, and obviously we're living in those times now, so we'll be looking into those things as well.
I don't think anyone's going to be chopping anyone's heads off at the moment, though, are they?
I don't think so.
Only you and your recreations. Should we talk about a few of the things that are going to go on there? Should we do it in chronological order?
Okay.
So we've got on Saturday the 25th of October, Roy Bailey, and I don't know how to pronounce it.
Ailis.
Ailis Rhiannon.
Yeah, who's from Easton, actually. Yeah, well, we like to put on gigs and other events when I speak. So we have kind of lectures and public debates. We also like to put gigs on and other events for children. So on the 25th at the Thunderbolt on Bath Road, Roy Bailey is probably one of the most legendary folk singers of British folk history. He'll be performing there with Ailis Rhiannon, who's a local singer-songwriter from Easton. So we like to kind of mix the stars with local talent. There's another gig actually on Friday, I think, Friday the 31st of October,
right, okay.
Which is at the Cube, and that involves another famous folk singer, Rob Johnson. He'll be playing with Clayton Blizzard.
And the Irregulars by the...
Yeah, that's right,
that right?
Band, yeah. Of the Irregulars,
right.
Yeah. Clayton Blizzard is another local singer-songwriter from... he's actually from Thornbury, but he plays a lot of gigs in East Bristol and on Stokes Croft, so he's really good. So that's on Friday the 31st. But the first big speaking event is on Monday the 27th at the Cube Cinema.
Okay, yeah.
Square. And we're very, very lucky to have Jeffrey Robertson, who's a very famous human rights lawyer. He was involved in the trials of General Pinochet, also involved in the Saddam Hussein trial as well. But he's also happens to be an expert on the trial and execution of Charles I. So he'll be speaking about that event, particularly the legal aspects of it, where, you know, the fact that Charles I was tried as a war criminal. So he's a really good speaker. He's written a really couple of very interesting books, one in particular, the Tyrannicide Brief, which is all about the events of the trial and execution of the king. So he'll be speaking on Monday, the 27th at the Cube, along with a couple of other speakers who'll be talking about that period.
Sorry to interrupt you there. I see they're going to be talking about the Levellers. I've heard of the band The Levellers, and I've got a brief bit of information about The Levellers, but I don't know too much about them. I know that they inspired much of the opposition, but can you tell us more about those?
Okay, well, I think it's really... It's interesting to look at the English Civil War, or English Revolution, depending on your point of view, but a very important element of it was the political aspirations of soldiers who were within the Revolutionary Army, in Cromwell's army. A lot of them were levellers, and levellers basically believed that you should not only level political power, i.e. take divine right from kings and give it and create democracy, but they also believed in economic levelling, that people should have access to land and those freedoms that come out of having property. So they were very much into like redistributing wealth and redistributing the king and the monarchy and the aristocracy's wealth to the people.
Sure, yeah.
So they were very, very important in that time, and they certainly were very radical for the period. Some of their demands, for example, about democracy still haven't even been implemented today. So they were well ahead of their time. You know, what they were suggesting were very, very important historical positions.
Cromwell was the guy that took over after Charles, wasn't he?
That's right.
And how long was he in power for?
Well, the Republic was pretty short-lived. I mean, it kind of ran from around 1649 until the restoration of the monarchy, so it wasn't that long a period. But the point about what happened was it had a major impact on the future. I mean, once you've kind of removed the power of the monarchy, in the sense you've shown them just to be ordinary men and women like ourselves, then it's very, very hard for them to claim divine right again. So when the Republic was formed, it kind of ended that period of history, a very sort of feudal power relations between the people and the king. But what's very much important about Cromwell taking over is that a lot of people opposed his dictatorship, and for example the Levellers. So there were very big political movements that were pushing for democracy, and they really laid the foundations for the future. I mean, people understood that if it could be done once, it could be done again, and that's where democracy kind of comes from.
Of course, yes. It's interesting to find out actually where the roots of it all started, because we was taught a certain type of history at school, and as we know now, it wasn't exactly correct, and it was a bit faded around the edges at times. On Saturday the 1st of November, I can see you've got Surfing Turnips.
Ah, right.
Who's feared Paul McGough? Tell us more about
that's
that.
That's another gig. We've got some local bands. Surfing Turnips play a kind of pirate cyberpunk.
Wow, that sounds
sea shanties and stuff like that.
Sounds all right already.
and Who's Afeard are from Dorset. They sing songs about Dorset and smuggling and other things. And so they're kind of our house bands. And Paul McCock is one of the group. He's stepping onto the stage after an absence of about 7 or 8 years. So he's a singer-songwriter from Easton. But the reason the gig's important is that the Seven Stars Pub, which is next to the Fleece and Firkin on Thomas Lane in central Bristol. But we're doing it there because we've been raising money for a plaque to celebrate Thomas Clarkson, a famous abolitionist, abolitionist of the slave trade, so involved in that movement. So we're raising money. We've got to raise £3,000 for that plaque, and we raised about half of it through doing gigs and donations from people and doing a pamphlet. So that gig on the Saturday, the money will be going towards raising money for that local history plaque, which is being made by Mike Baker of Living Easton.
Right, okay. And is that going to be a bronze plaque or
it's aluminium.
Aluminium, so yeah. It's going to weather well then.
Well, it should be. We're hoping for 500 years.
500 years, yeah.
I mean, obviously, you have to be repainted now and then.
Yeah, but, occasionally.
But it's a group project where we're kind of tied up with. It's obviously a Bristol Radical History Group. There's Steve who runs the Seven Stars Pub. A lot of other local history people are involved in raising money for that because we feel that Thomas Clarkson needs to be recognised.
Of course, yeah. Okay, what I'm going to do now is just remind people of what we've talked about so far. We've got Roy Bailey and Eris Rhiannon, and they're on at the Thunderbolt on Bath Road, and that's at 8 p.m. and the price is £6 in advance, £7 on the door. Monday the 27th of October we've got the Tyrannicide Brief, and we've got speaker Geoffrey Robinson, and he's going to be talking about renowned human rights, and he's a lawyer, and that costs £3, £4 concessions, and that starts it's at the Cube Microplex, Dove Street, and it starts at 7:30 p.m. and it's £3 concessions is
that's
at £4,
right, yeah.
And then finally, Surfing the Turnips and Who's Afeard and Paul McGock, and they're at the Seven Stars Thomas Lane, and that's at 7:30 p.m. and the price is donations, and I suggest you give a good donation there because they're trying to raise £3,000 for the plaque. And in the meantime, I'm going to play you a track now, and then come time by Barney and Vlad. And now I'm coming back to Roger. Hello, Roger.
All right, then.
And we're talking about the English History Week, and on Sunday the 2nd of November, they're doing a recreation called Off With His Head, and it's regicide at Puckle Church, and it's a good story, this, and I'm going to take you straight over to Roger to tell us about it now.
Okay, well, when we were planning the events and we were thinking about regicide, we decided, well, you know, has anything happened near Bristol? So we did a little bit of research, and pretty fast we came across a really interesting story from the 10th century. The king of the Anglo-Saxons at the time was Edmund the First, or Ed to us.
Eddie.
And he'd come down to Puckle Church near Bristol, and he was having a big party there. And I won't tell you all the story, but I'll tell you the build-up to the story.
Yeah, go on.
He came to a big party there. He was kind of meeting all his Anglo-Saxon warlord friends, and he kind of decided he'd hold a party for everybody. Unfortunately, in the middle of the party, he realised that there was a guy there called Leofa, or Leo to us, who he'd banished 1 year before from the community. And of course, Leofa was banished. He'd been banished by the king. He wasn't allowed to be there. And in the meantime, I suppose because he'd become an outlaw. So the king is faced by somebody he's already banished who's turned up to his party. So I suppose it's a bit like saying, you're not invited to my party, and then the person turns up. So what do you do? Yeah. Or you're banned from the pub.
Yeah, right.
And the landlord spots you. So Ed spots him, and there is a bit of a set to. So we're going to recreate that. In the process, Edmund I was actually murdered by Leofa. So it's kind of an important moment in history. It happened very locally, and we've had a great laugh writing the script for it the other night. We've been looking at the chronicles of the time and the other historical sources to try and get a picture of what it was like. And so we will be recreating that. We're starting off with a history walk from Gail Boyle, who's the curator of the Bristol City Museum for archaeology, and she's a Puckle Church resident, and she'll be taking us around Puckle Church, visiting the sites where Edmund I incident happened, and then later on in the afternoon we'll be recreating the regicide of Edmund I. So it should be a laugh.
It should be a laugh. So you're going to recreate the entire party and the scrap.
That's the plan. Yeah.
That sounds good. I suppose you're going to make it a bit more contemporary with today's language.
Well, that's right. We're hopefully pulling together some costumes. That's what's going on at the moment. And of course, we need to find a crown and a few other props like swords and things. But with a bit of luck, we will be contemporary in a sense. We won't be speaking in medieval English.
That sounds a laugh. And that's going to be on the Sunday, the 2nd of November, and it's free. And the meet is at 10:30 a.m. And where do people meet?
It's at Puckle Church Community Centre. And if you want to find out where that is, there's a map on our website, as there is for all our venues. And you can find our website at www.brh.org.uk. So brh.org.uk. If you find our website, then you'll find the map there. But it's basically Puckle Church Community Centre in Puckle Church. So come down on the Sunday. That's Sunday, the 2nd of November, 10:30 meet.
Okay, and I'll be putting a link to that on my webpage. So if people do look at my webpage, they can go and click straight on that and go straight to it. Right, and finally, on Tuesday, the 4th of November, we've got the St. Warburg City Farm Fire and Folk Devils.
Right, okay, well, we decided, well, as it's obviously Guy Fawkes night on the Wednesday, we decided we'd have our own event the night before, which is at St. Warburg City Farm, and we've got Martin Maudsley, who's a storyteller, and his folk band, the Cheese Strings. So they'll be doing some tales of treason and plot. So, but also we've got a bring an effigy competition. So bring and burn, it's called.
Bring and burn.
So bring your own effigy. Anybody you fancy burning, and we'll be burning some effigies down there.
That's a modern take on the old Blue Peter, is it?
Well, a little bit like that, yeah.
Of a bring and burn sale.
A little bit darker, I feel.
A little darker, yeah. But I suppose at this time of year, it needs to be, doesn't it? Because it's getting darker. And that's going to be on Tuesday, the 4th of November, and it's at the City Farm, and it starts at 7:30 p.m. and the price is £2.50.
That's a donation to St. Warburg City Farm.
Donation to the St. Warburg City Farm. And if anyone wants updates and details of these events, I can remind you again of the website, which is www.brh.org.uk. And I'd just like to say thanks again, Roger, for coming in and talking about this.
Cheers for having me on.
That's not a problem. And I've got more information in front of me, which I will talk about during the show, and also put a link on the website. And just like to say thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for that.
No problem.